Get money.
Thank you for joining the ESBC podcast, which the purpose of the podcast is to make myself money, right? But it's not just making me money, it's making the money for the people around me. Every single business meeting has to have a purpose and an outcome, right? And the purpose of this podcast is to teach business and financial concepts. So from a George Floyd kind of standpoint, we teach financial literacy, right? And we help against income inequality, right? And then we're going to have some great podcasts as far as mental health, as far as educational podcasts. So listen to the ESBC Podcast Network Mental Health First Aid Kits, because we have to know the warning signs with us and the people around us. However, we are at 64.5% for the year. 52.5% is break even. That's the bottom line. 4 consecutive weeks of profit. Now, if you're the smartest person in the room, if you're in the toughest person in the room, you are in the wrong room. So we're very fortunate, lucky, and good that we have the Marine, Josh Luna, joining us to break down these games.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Thank you, Josh, for breaking down these games and joining me tonight, keeping me company as we break games down and we make people money.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. So this started with the Scott and BR show in San Diego. I was listening to different guys who really knew what they were talking about. And because they knew what they were talking about, it lessened my research. So I talked to Josh. Josh has been watching football for 20 years, and he's a big Raiders fan. Yes. And the number one rule I'm a Raider fan as well, but the number one rule of betting is never bet your own team. You never, ever. And we got it. We'll put it in the episode notes, a link to the top 10 rules of betting to make sure you make money. However, you learn a lot from guys that follow the team, right? You learn a lot from guys that know what they're talking about. So every week, Josh Luna is going to give us an Las Vegas Raiders report, LA Rams report, and an LA Chargers report. So thank you, Josh, for doing that. And I'd love to hear what you have to say about these teams this week.
Oh, yes, no problem. Okay, well, we could start off with the Raiders this week. They're going to travel out to Kansas City. And, you know, I know they've had some trouble there recently. They haven't beat the Chiefs in a few years. And Mahomes has pretty much set the marker for them where he's going to be the leader and king of that division for quite some time. Right now, I'm coming up at the Raiders being plus 13.5, or it was 14.5?
Yeah, we'll talk about a little bit that later, but you always want to take it past that key number of 14.
Okay, yes. Okay. Okay, and then the Rams actually traveled to the Washington football team down in D.C.
Right.
This weekend. And that's an early game starting at 10 a.m. You know, the last time the Rams played a tough 10 a.m. game, they started off really slow going down 28-3 against the Bills. So can we see the same thing happening this week? Maybe.
Right.
But we'll see. Monday Night Football is a big game this week as well, because that's the L.A. Chargers playing at the Saints.
Right
now, the Saints are at -8. Favorites over the Chargers. Herbert's first primetime game starting in New Orleans. I mean, I know it's not as crazy as and loud as it used to be.
Right. But
it's still a tough situation for the rookie quarterback.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know. And our friend Max Brown was on the podcast. He's the starting quarterback for your USC Trojans, which on Friday is your comeback. Yeah. When the Pac-10 starts, and you'll be doing the LA teams, doing a report on the USC Trojans and the UCLA Bruins. This week, you'll be doing reports on Florida State and Miami, right? As yes. we are right now, we're at 67% college, man.
Nice.
We're making some money, 52.5% is break even. So that's why we don't ask for your email address. We don't want any money from you. We don't have any crazy stuff coming at you because we make money watching the games and have three businesses as well. So this is for you. So you get information so you can have as much fun as we're having watching these games and making money watching football, all right? And those are your reports on those teams. That's what's going down. I know the Chargers have a lot of injuries.
Yes.
Being on the road and being depleted like that, it's a bad scene. Man, that was some great insight about how the Rams started slow. Thank you for that because that helps us make money, right? Different than watching all these other guys, you know, because if their opinion is wrong, they still get paid. Max Kellerman, Stephen A. Smith. All these guys, they still get paid. Us, if Josh and our opinion, right, is wrong, we don't get paid. We lose money, right? Our wives and girlfriends are mad at us. Oh, you spent all that time watching that game, you know, blah, 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 you know. So it opens up a can of worms. So we're very fortunate, lucky, and good that we're able to have this knowledge and be able to share this knowledge with you in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of a recession, right? In the middle of social unrest, right? We're able to share this with you so you can have as much enjoyment as we're having. So Josh is going to walk us through the games. And what's the first game we're going to tackle, Josh?
Let's tackle this Rams game. Let's tackle this Rams game because – again, it's going to be the first one that's going on. It's the 10 a.m. game
right.
in Washington. Right now, it is expected for light showers. That can happen.
Right.
So that we have to take into account of that. There could be dealing with some rain. I mean, it's getting October now. The weather's going to get worse and worse, and that's going to affect football games in many ways.
Absolutely. And a lot of games have been going over. So look for the unders to come out. So what's the line in that game, Josh?
Right now, the Rams are -7.5.
Got it.
And I could get you that over right now as well.
Okay, thank you. So what happens with the Rams, they're what we call an L.A. inflated team, right? So what happens is there's so much money in L.A.
Yes.
And what they do is they just drive over to Vegas. They'll go over to the Wynn now that's open because of the pandemic. The Wynn is still open. The Wynn has done nothing because they're high-end, high rollers. They go in and they blindly bet $1 million on the Rams. That inflates the line. And inflates it past a key number, like the key number is 7. So that's an inflated line. Josh Luna is all over it. They're going, and I touched my face. I shouldn't do this. I'm going to penalize myself and get the rag, right? You can't. Put your eyes, that's how you get COVID-19, putting your eyes in your face. So you get this inflated line past a key number, you go all the other way, you make money. Scott Turner, he's the offensive coordinator of your Washington Redskins for the people out there in Washington. We get a lot of downloads from Virginia and all those states just to just legalize sports betting. So we appreciate you listening and downloading the podcast. So 7.5, you got to go with the Washington team, especially coming off a loss. They covered +14.5 for us last week. So they made us money. Ron Rivera is a great defensive coach, and they know how to stop the air raid with that zone. Rams are going to win, but they won't cover the spread. And what is the over-under in that game?
The over-under is at 45.
45. So, again.
One more thing to take account of. Kyle Allen is making his debut start this week. They just benched Dwayne Haskins.
Oh, okay. So, that's a good move.
That's another
good move. Dwayne Haskins is not the brightest star in the planet, unfortunately. All right. So it's a good move for them to go ahead and start Kyle Allen, who played well, because Scott Turner is the offensive coordinator. The head coach is Ron Rivera. And they had Kyle Allen over there at Carolina, and he played well for them at times. So I feel real confident about this pick. And they're not going to beat them because Buffalo beat the Rams. So the Rams are going to make sure they win. But they're not going to cover that spread. So yes. It's going to be I'll take the Rams plus 8. So it's going to be Washington plus 8. And it's going to be under 46.
Okay.
Plus 8, under 46. And you're going to sometimes it's best, really, to get those lines early in the week. So go ahead and go to your favorite bookmaker and – by that point, and get it past those key numbers. So you'll be straight. All right? So that's game number one.
Okay, okay.
Washington Redskins, plus 8, under 46.
Okay. We could go with the Chargers and Saints right now. Right. The Monday Night Football game. Herbert versus Breeze.
Right.
Michael Thomas is still not looking like he's going to play.
Wow.
And that – and then we have the Saints at minus 8, and the over-under for this game is 51.
Yeah, so you have, for the second week in a row, the Chargers go across the country. And I lived in Tampa for many years. And, man, that heat and humidity is debilitating. It takes the life out of you. So they're sitting there in pads. And I'll ask you, Josh, after I do my whole thing on the heat. They got pads on. It's 90 degree heat, right?
Yes.
And it's 100% almost 99% humidity, right?
Yes.
100%. You're paying in pads. They're dehydrated. And now they fly across the country. Now they fly back to New Orleans. You as a Marine, right? Like if you had a hard training in the desert.
Yeah.
It was hard, right? Did you perform the same the next day?
Oh, no. I mean, this is it's a lot to handle. I mean, the heat, and then you're doing that 1 week, and then you're flying back to L.A., and then you got to go right back to cross country to New Orleans to deal with some more of that humidity. It's not everyone's favorite, you know, weekend. This isn't a vacation for them. This is football.
Right.
They're not on the beach enjoying themselves. They're in, you know, they went from Tampa Brady over there, and now they got to go to Breeze in NOLA. So
it's going to be insane. Yeah, it's going to be insane.
And then Chargers battle with so many injuries as well. They've been battling the injury bug the whole season. You know, it's going to be another tough task for them.
Right. So look for this game. A lot of these games have gone over. So fundamental analysis, right? Fundamental analysis is a way to pick stocks. And one of the main tools you use in fundamental analysis to evaluate a company and a stock is you look at the corporate governance. Who's the managers, right? Who's the sergeant, right? In the Marines, it's who's the sergeant? Who's the general? Who's the, you know, who's the leadership? And right now, this is a coaching mismatch, right? Sean Payton, who's won a Super Bowl, versus Anthony Lynn, right? And then you have a quarterback mismatch between Drew Brees and Justin Herbert. So
yes.
Chargers know they have to score points to win, so they're going to try to figure out how to score. And New Orleans doesn't have the greatest defense in the world. But New Orleans is going to blow them out, right?
So, yes, yeah. On a Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
They're going to be running around. Yeah.
Right.
That so same defense, yeah.
Exactly. So take your New Orleans Saints minus the always bet it down to a key number. So if it's 7, bet it down to – if it's 8, bet it down to 7. And take your New Orleans Saints minus 7 over 54.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Make that money watching football.
Okay. the third game that we have, Raiders Chiefs. It's not I can't get you the over under because Bovada, you know, they're taking that game out right now because there's a COVID crisis that you know, Gilmore just played against the Chiefs the other night, and right now the Chiefs players are getting tested, so most of the tests have been negative. But right now we don't have really this line for that one.
Yeah, so that game's probably going to get postponed.
Good chance, yeah.
Yeah, you know, thinking about it, that game has to get postponed because sometimes it takes 2 or 3 days for that to come out on a test and come out in your system.
Yes.
So, yeah, look for that game. That's the prediction. That game will get postponed.
Yeah, that game could be a good chance that's going to happen.
Right. The caveat on that brings his ugly head, but it's good. It's made us a lot of money. Double-digit dogs in the division cover the spread 80% of the time. You almost bet it blindly. You never bet a game blindly. You almost bet it. You still do your research. Number one rule of betting is never bet your own team. Number two rule of betting is always 100% of your time. Do your research. Do not bet blindly. However, when it's a double-digit dog in the division, you almost bet it blind. You do your research. Why? Because these teams play each other twice. These are highly competitive people. And we had a great podcast with the head coach of Houston Baptist football that almost pulled up the second biggest upset in the history of college football, Coach Healy. And he explained how during the summers, they target teams and they study teams to death. So you got a guy like John Gruden, Super Bowl winning coach, studying you to death, right? So it's almost, Josh, like the movie 300.
Yes.
Where they won with strategy. That's what these coaches are doing inside the division. That's why there are blowouts in the division, believe me. But yes. 80% of the time, 8 out of 10 is not. And remember, 52.5% is break even. All right? So we move on. What's the next game, Josh, we're going to attack?
From those three, I just had those ones right there. But we could talk about, I mean, why not this Thursday game against the Buccaneers and Bears?
All right, so we'll go from Thursday night on.
Yes.
All right, so you got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
At -4.
Yeah, -4 going against Chicago. Again, 80% of the home teams win on Thursday night. Except Chicago is horrible.
Yes.
And I like what I've seen with Tom Brady in the huddle, the way he looks at players. I saw him look at Rojo miss a block, and he looked at him like he was going to kill him, you know?
Yes.
A lot of discipline. There's a lot of just a winning attitude. And 50% of the offense is his, and nobody has any film on the Tom Brady offense. And it's funny, he likes a lot of two tight ends. And I like that offense because with two tight ends, you can either put two guys in the slot and start running like a power air raid, or you can bring them both to block. And you got guys like Gronk and O.J. Howard who can block. Suddenly you have extra blockers versus less defenders, right? So let's go three sides of the bet on this, actually. We're going to go Tampa Bay money line.
Tampa Bay money line, okay.
Yeah. Then we're going to go Chicago +4.
Okay.
And then we're going to go under 45.
Under 45, okay.
Because the Tom Brady offense with those two tight ends, they want to shoot up clock. They're on the road. Yeah. They just played a few nights ago. They're not going to have any legs. And so they want to protect that defense. They want to keep them fresh. So what they're going to do is Tom Brady's going to run clock. Ronald Jones is going to run a lot. And they'll beat the Bears 2017. So 2017 – means we win the Buccaneer money line. We win the side, which is plus four Chicago. And then we win the total under 45. So we'll do that for your Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Chicago Bears. Three sides of the bet.
Okay.
And what's the next game? Marine Josh Luna.
Okay, after that one, this one's going to be a tough one right here. Carolina in Atlanta. Atlanta is favored by minus one, and the over-under for that game is 54.5.
Now, I had been 26-0 betting against teams that use analytics because analytics does not work in football. There's just too many variables, right? Does work, cybermetrics and all that stuff works in baseball. However, Cleveland and Carolina have been covering.
Oh, no, Atlanta. It's Atlanta.
Yeah, so it's Carolina at Atlanta, right?
Yes, yes.
So Carolina is an analytics team. They use analytics, Matt Rhule. The owner of Carolina, he retired with $3 billion. He was a hedge fund manager. And he hit on stocks 59% of the time. So that's a 64%. We hit better than that billionaire hit stocks. But yeah. He had $3 billion, Josh. Yeah. He takes $2 billion and he buys Carolina. And he keeps one for himself. So he wants to go in there just using numbers and business. And so far, it's worked, right? Because Carolina's doing well. You got Teddy Bridgewater. But I think Matt Rhule is a smart guy because Matt Patricia, who, and I think this is the distinction, right, that's going on with analytics. Because analytics is a tool to make a decision. It does not make the decision for you. And Matt Patricia's had, he says, no, analytics are going to make decisions for me. So he was applying him wrong, and we've won every single time betting against Detroit against the spread. However, the Browns in Carolina has got me, right? So I'm thinking now, not the Browns.
Falcons. Falcons.
Detroit keeps losing, but yeah, the Browns are also an analytic team as well.
Yes.
So I think what they're doing is they're using it as a tool, but the highest intelligence is situational intelligence. Okay. So they're looking at the situations and not just purely having analytics make the decision for them. So what's going to happen in this game is that Atlanta's desperate. And they need a win. So we're going to use the statistical, the process in statistics that makes us money in sports that the guy from Jeopardy used, which is return to the mean. So what that means is that Atlanta is going to win this football game. Because they're not an 0-5 team, right? They got to win sometime. They're at home. They're going to get the whistle, right?
Yes.
Because the league needs them to win. And Carolina's going to be on the road. And I'm still skeptical of analytics. And one thing Matt Rhule is a great defensive coach, and he's great at that zone defense. So look for this game to be under 55.
Under 55?
Under 55, and look for Atlanta to win.
Okay, okay. That sounds good to me.
Right on. Making that money watching sports.
Yes.
And what's the next game?
After that one, I think we should talk about the Giants and the Cowboys. That's going to be watched, you know, by a lot of people right there. That's going to be probably the game of the week for Fox. And it's going to be in Dallas. And they have Dallas at minus 10 with an over-under of 54. Dallas has been, you know, they've been losing lately. So they're going to be hungry for a win.
Big time, big time. And again, a division game, right?
Division game, yes.
Double-digit dogs in the division cover 80% of the time. The offensive coordinator for the Giants, probably one of the reasons he was hired, is Jason Garrett. who's the head coach with Dallas. So look for the Giants to cover the 10.5. You want to get it off the key number of 10. So Giants plus 10.5. And you have correlation here, right? The correlation says that if one team is going to win the side, right, the total will be under, or vice versa, right?
Yes.
So here, if Dallas covers, right, then the game would go over. If the Giants cover, the game is going to go under. So we're going to pick the Giants, right?
Yes.
Plus 10.5. We're going to get it past the key number. We're going to use the double-digit dogs in the division win 80% of the time. We're going to go Giants plus 10.5 under the high total of 55. Now, the average total of an NFL game is 45 points. Now, this year, because they haven't been practicing tackling and because the league has held – remember, the refs are paid by the league. So they have a fiduciary responsibility to make the league money. So the more points scored, the higher the ratings, right?
Yes.
So refs has followed the whistle. But Vegas has to adjust. 55 is way too high for this game because it's different. Again, it's a division game. These guys have been studying themselves, the other team, since March. So they'll figure out a way to slow down that Dallas defense, that Dallas offense. And plus, the Dallas offense does not want to score too fast. They want to keep their defense fresh. It's been getting torched this year. So both teams are going to protect the defense. Jason Garrett knows them. They're going to control the game. They're going to cover the 10.5, and they're going to keep the game under.
Okay. Okay. Are you ready for the next game?
Ready. Let's go.
This one's a pretty big one.
I'm making money. I feel good.
We got Colts at Browns. We have the Browns plus 1.5. So they're underdogs. Their dogs are hosting this against the Colts. Colts have been doing pretty well with Rivers there. And the over-under is at 46.
Over-under is 46. You got any other thoughts on the game, Josh?
Hey, I like the way Baker's been playing. I think the Browns got a great win this past weekend against the Cowboys. I like the way what the Colts are doing too. They've been winning. But I'm going to go ahead and I like the Browns this week being the underdogs, especially in Cleveland. They got some fans in the stands there. They want to go 3-1. They're going to get they want to keep winning right there, and I think they're going to actually get this one.
Right. I agree. And 95% of people can't change, right? But I'm changing. I'm going to say that Cleveland has learned not to let analytics make the decision for them, to use situational intelligence. And they are going to beat Indianapolis. And the game's going to go over 46.
Over 46, okay.
Browns plus 2, over 46.
They've been looking good. I mean, they've been doing pretty well every week. They've been getting better. That offense has been clicking. They were destroying Dallas this past weekend with that offense. So.
Right.
I do like the Browns.
Yeah. In Indianapolis, they don't have a lot of money there, that market. So they never have, like, a really good deep roster.
Yeah.
And really, as the year goes along, the defense starts deteriorating. And this year, they haven't even tackled. That's why a lot of these games, I'm going to have high totals now that you have to look at.
Yes.
I mean, it's crazy. But 45 is the average. So that's pretty close to the average in a year where it's gone way over. So just looking at it from statistics, right, you're going to pick the over. Now, one thing about betting on sports, Josh,
yes,
is 50% of it is using math, not knowing which team is better or which team is worse, using math. And one big thing people get wrong about math, and I can say this because I have an MBA. I took the highest math you could take before going to MIT, which is differential equations. I guess if I went to MIT, they'll call the security right away. Hmm. But and when people get wrong about math, they think it's calculations. It's not. Math is pattern recognition. And you have to use can't use it 100% of the time. It's almost like analytics. Pattern recognition is a tool to determine the outcome of a game. How do you determine outcomes in business? You eliminate variables and covariables, right? So pattern recognition is one way to eliminate variables and covariables, right? So you know that the average game is 45. You know that people aren't tackling, games are going way over. You know that Indianapolis doesn't have the money for depth, right?
Yes.
So that's why this game's going over, or has a high probability of going over. Because in betting, you never know more than 80%. You can never be more than 80% sure of anything. So we're 80% sure that this game is going to be the Cleveland Clowns winning, right? Covering the plus two.
Yes.
Hey, if Indianapolis hits a 57-yard field goal to win by one, we still get paid. Yeah. Make it over. So we're going to go Cleveland. The Cleveland Clowns plus two over. And we know that's a key number, so I'm personally going to bet it down to 45. So we're going to go the Clowns plus two over 45. I'm going to buy that point.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm not buying the point on the two because I really think Cleveland's going to end up winning that game.
Yes. No, same here. Same here. I think Cleveland's going to, especially being home, Baker's kind of clicking right now. I like that offense. And, you know, Myles Garrett's been tearing it up on the defensive line. I like right. Cleveland. I like Cleveland.
Right.
I think that's a safe one right there. That's a
yeah, big time. And Rivers can't run. He's old. He's a statue back there.
Oh, yeah. Garrett's going to get to him.
Miles Garrett. Right. Yeah. Right.
I have one more game for you this week, okay? One more that I'm you know, curious on.
Right.
I'm stuck on. Eagles, they're coming off a big win against San Francisco on Sunday Night Football. They travel to Pittsburgh, in-state rivalry, battle for Pennsylvania, and Steelers minus seven, over under 44. Can Wentz get another W?
I don't think he's going to get the W. He might. But Pittsburgh is one of those teams that never covers spreads. So I'm going to take the 7.5, 8 points, Philadelphia. And what's the over-under in that game?
It's 44.
44?
Yes.
So you see the average score of a game is 45. And where people aren't tackling, right? Pittsburgh just gave up 21 points to a horrible Houston team. So definitely that game's going over the 44. And Philadelphia's definitely covering. And so you would put, let's say, you would put $1,000, right? Put $1,000 a game. You would put $1,000 on the plus eight Philadelphia, $1,000 on the over 44. And if you have a strong feeling about that, Josh, that
yes.
Philadelphia's going to win, you put $250 on that Philadelphia money line.
Thinking more Steelers for the money line. Yeah. I think Eagles could cover that spread, but yeah.
Yeah, no, the money line, that's why you bet less on it, because it's higher risk, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Another business term you use in betting is risk management, right? So you want to always bet it's going to be the lowest risk for your money.
Yes.
So we're going to go with Philadelphia Eagles plus eight. Desperate, they need a win. They got one, but they're in a bad start.
I don't know if we're too desperate there.
In that bad division. Yeah.
They're in first place. Yeah, they're in first place in the worst division I've ever seen.
Yeah,
at no. 1-2-1. First place.
Yeah. And you can't play that way all season. So they want to right the ship, play well. But they will get beat, but it's going to go over the total of 44. One game that I see here that I think it's an easy game, I didn't see it on the board in Bovada, but when they put it back, it's going to be New England after a loss. I think Belichick's like 100% after a loss against the spread. Okay. So whenever they put that on, bet New England and the under.
New England, the under? Okay.
New England and the under.
We, I'm not too sure. You know, that game is to be determined, really, because Gilmore just, you know, just failed his COVID test.
Right.
So that's a game that I'm not really too – I don't know if they're going to play that game.
Right.
I'm a little worried right there.
Right. Who failed the COVID test?
Oh, Stephen Gilmore.
Oh, so that's another game that might be –
Yeah, that game I'm thinking that game is most likely going to get postponed.
Right. No, yeah. Somebody fails a test like that.
They just had Cam got – he had to miss the game. He failed his. And then Gilmore, so that's two, you know, Patriots out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, no, that's going to be – that's – that game's not going to be played for sure.
Yeah, there's a good chance that – that game might not get played.
So if it was going to be played, we advised how it was going to go down. All right.
Bet the Patriots.
Yeah. Especially after against, loss.
Yeah.
So when they come back, you could do that as well.
Yeah, against a hapless Denver team.
Right. Yeah. So, wow. That took me aback, right? Because I was looking forward to making money watching that game. Now I can't. So
that's why we got to make money in other games. Yeah.
Right. Big disappointment. All right. So what's the next game we're going to look at, Josh?
The next game that we can check out, we have – oh, we've gone through most of them. Let's see. Okay.
Bills and Titans. Bills-Titans.
Yes.
The Titans were off last week because of COVID, right?
Yes.
This
game still might be postponed. I'm not seeing the line on Bovada. More Titan players have been going down because of COVID.
Yeah, so usually that's a – tight game, yeah. So it might be COVID. I see Buffalo plus one. That's a game that Tennessee would win,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right? So if they play that game, look for Tennessee. Somebody asked for the Bears and the Bucks. We touched that game in the beginning, so we're going to go three sides of the bet on that. So we're going to go money line, Tampa Bay, and then – the Bears plus four, and we're going to go under 46. So look for Tampa Bay to win, but not cover the plus four. 80% of the teams on Thursday night win. All right, cool. Absolutely, my pleasure. Anytime, any picks, ESBC Betting Podcast, where not only do we teach you how to fish, we give you the fish as well.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
And we make you money watching sports. All right. So that's your Tennessee Buffalo. Whatever the total would have been, which was 49, if they play that game would have been over. That's your pick on that game.
49. Okay.
What's the next game we're going to tackle?
Texans-Jaguars.
Texans
minus Jaguars. Six. Texans minus six. It's in Houston. Over-under is at 54.
Over 54. So that game is – I call him Romeo Crimineau.
Yeah.
Crimineau.
Yes.
Because of his past. But he's a good guy. He's a great coach as far as firing up the team, right, and winning four games, and he ends up being 4-12. No difference here. Most of all of – Bill Belichick's former coaches end up like a Brian Fired, and Romeo Crennel is one of those guys. So look for them to hype him up, be fired up. Teams that fire coaches usually cover the next week. But him being a defensive coach and Jacksonville being a run-first team, that game's definitely going under the 54. So by that point, for making it – 55, right? So go Houston Texans, fired up with their coach being fired, minus six, under 55. All right?
Yes.
And I think that's an easy one. Making money watching sports, having fun, right, having camaraderie with people. All right?
Yes.
What's the next game? Josh, Marine, Josh Luna.
Okay, let's get it. We have Seahawks, Vikings. Seahawks -7. Over under for that game is 57.5.
Wow. 57.5.
The Sunday night football game.
Sunday night football.
Let Russ cook. Crazy. Let Russ cook. Just let him throw the ball, dish it out. Seahawks, I would take them. Over -7. The Vikings aren't looking too good. I think Seattle's just they're one of the best teams in the NFL right now, and Minnesota's just looking for answers.
All right, so we'll do that. So we're going Seattle -7 over 57.
That's where I need your help on this one.
I'm gonna go. I think this game will be. I could see it in the 30s, even though they're two defensive coaches.
Yes.
They are not being able to practice and coach the way these guys like to do it. They're extremely physical guys. Because COVID-19, they can't do that. So look for the game to go over the 57. So Seattle -7, over 57.
Okay, Seattle, you heard it here first. -7, over 57.
Over 57 because I could see this game being 35-30, yes. Which would mean that Seattle wouldn't cover. Like, let's say 37-30. Or
38-31.
Exactly.
Something like that, yeah.
Or 37-28.
Okay.
There you go. Seattle 37. Kirk Cousins throws a pick six. And Vikings 28.
Okay. Those are all the lines for Bovada, actually.
Okay. So. Yeah, it has been strange. Because of COVID-19s and the cancellations. And we covered all the games except for Cincinnati-Baltimore.
Yes.
Which is, again, double-digit dogs in the division. Remember, 52.5% is break-even, right?
Yes.
And anything above that, you're making profit. So there's three double-digit dogs in the division. You know the double-digit dogs win 80% of the time. So what you could do, right, if you don't have time sometimes, bet those double-digit dogs. Bet three of them. You hit two out of three is what? 66%? You're making money. And the point is to have profit. So we've been betting every over-under, right?
Yes.
We've been betting every side, and we're at 64%. So the difference between 64% and 52.5%, you consistently hit that margin, it's compound interest. And that's how your bankroll blows up. Because the bottom line, right? Bottom line is having money on your Visa card so you can buy gasoline and food and go on vacations and have a good time. That is the bottom line, all right?
All right.
Everything else is BS. So Cincinnati with Joe Burrow, double-digit dogs in the division. Remember, the division coaches spend more time studying the teams. The over-under is 51. So look for it to go under because Jim Harbaugh, he doesn't care about covering the spread. Salesmen think short-term. Businessmen and women think long-term. And what this man cares about is getting in the playoffs. That's why I think he's only missed the playoff once. He's a long-term thinker. Long-term thinking is higher level thinking, the Harbaugh thing. So what did he do? And he's coached a long time with Andy Reid. Both of them do the same thing. They get a big lead, right? And they take the pedal off the metal. What happens? Cincinnati scores late, covers those 13 points. And let me know, Josh Luna, what you think. Am I living in the past thinking this game's going to go under, or because there hasn't been that tackling, because Harbaugh hasn't been able to hit the way he wants to hit. And you got Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson. This year, this is a game that usually would go under, but this year's going to go over. What do you think?
I'm gonna say it still goes with the under.
Yeah.
I think Ravens get off to an early lead. Burrow, he hasn't really faced – I mean, he's faced some good teams, but this Ravens team is going to be hungry. They, you know, they're still trying to find some answers, find themselves again after the ass whooping that the Chiefs gave them.
Right.
And the Ravens are, you know, they're going to start giving it to those teams. But I do think that he gets off the pedal a little bit and runs the ball, runs that clock.
And it's almost like Washington game last week. It's 13 now. By that point, get it to the key number plus 14 in a division game. And it's going to be under 51 points. Right?
Yes.
Another game to look at is a West Coast inflated line, Miami going to San Francisco. All right? Let's go over on this game, over 47. This is close to 45. This year, there's no tackling. They're holding the whistle. So I can see this game, especially in the second half, going over. So look, Miami plus 8. San Francisco's on their third-string quarterback. It's a hurt team, right?
Yes.
They probably will win the game, but they're not going to cover the 8 points. And John Lynch is old-school Tampa Bay. All right. So old-school Tampa Bay is protect the defense. I used to, when I lived in Tampa Bay, I went to every single training camp. I remember John Lynch, right? And I remember that philosophy. I was fortunate that I saw when Tony Dungy was the coach, the greatest defensive staff in the history, right? They had the greatest defense ever. We had Monty Kiffin as the defensive coordinator, Lovey Smith, who's the head coach of Illinois, who took Chicago to the Super Bowl. He was the linebackers coach. Defensive back coach was Herm Edwards, who was on ESPN forever. And then he's the head coach of Arizona State right now. He was head coach of I'm not sure how old I am.
Yes.
You know, these guys did this afterward. And then you had Tomlin, was a defensive assistant. He's the head coach of Pittsburgh. Won a Super Bowl, been there 10 years. Imagine all these guys on the same staff. Man.
Yeah.
And then you had Joe Barry. Yeah, for Rod Marinelli, who is now the defensive line coach for the Raiders, former head coach, was also a defensive assistant on that team. And he's a former Marine, and former Marine Joe Barry, is the linebackers coach for the Rams, was on that staff as well. Wow. So those guys have a definite philosophy and a process, right? And it's protect the defense, play zone. And for that and many other reasons, that game is going to be still going to go over, but you're not going to see San Francisco win by more than 8 points. Over that key number for a reason. Vegas wants to protect themselves. So a game like this, I call it us being in business with Vegas. They got it over a key number. I'm not going to argue with Vegas. They have more researchers than I have. More resources. More researchers.
Yeah. Everything.
Right?
Yeah, big.
The research team here is you and I. We got a team of people. So if they say it's plus 8 because they want to protect themselves by a key number, I'm going plus 8 with that. I'm with Vegas on this one. And I'm going to go over the number because of the year it is. It's close to 45. If it was in the 50s, no. But right there at what normally is, let's go over.
Okay. Over no, 46, I agree. I agree for that one.
Nice. All right. So we got all the games. I'll make sure all the games are in the episode notes for the podcast. And what are your final words about this week? Very exciting week, Marine Josh Luna.
Oh, no, I'm very excited. I'm just personally hoping the Raiders don't get smoked too bad by Kansas City. But I'm really interested in most of these games, especially the Browns game. And, yeah, I'm going to be eyes glued to that one. The Sunday Night Football game looks fun. Seahawks versus Vikings. And
it's
an exciting week for football again.
It is the best time of the year. You got baseball playoffs. So on our Twitter page, we're giving picks on the baseball playoffs. NBA Finals, that last game. The Heat's been covering for us, right? We knew the Lakers were going to win, but the Heat are covering for us. So we make money watching the finals, and we're way ahead of that. So we're having fun watching sports, and some people lie about having a spirit of abundance and sharing. We not only talk the talk, we walk the walk. We give you free picks at a higher percentage than what you can pay for, $400 a month. That's why we always close with what Winston Churchill said during World War II that helped us mentally, become mentally strong through World War II and out of this war, right? And it is, you make a living from your labor, but you make a life from what you give. Thank you for listening to the ESBC Betting and Financial Podcast. As always, Marine Josh Luna and Josh Abner making you that money.
Yes. Thank you. I'm the best there is.